All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Nordic Village Public Infrastructure District number one to order. Today is May 4th, 2026. It's 4:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Brooke, your chair, would you like to start?
Yeah, Brooke Cole.
David
Hello, mon
Smith.
Geoffrey.
That works. We heard both of you.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting.
Derek Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first
Oh.
off, board meeting minutes from our last meeting held April 15th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you want
Yes.
me to put them up? They look good, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just
Okay.
speaking for me, not for Brooke or Laurent, obviously.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve?
Yeah, a motion to approve the minutes
Thanks, Brooke.
from the April 15th, 2026 meeting.
And I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that's
Aye.
unanimous. All right, first up, oh, I skipped it. So, next thing we need to do is have a public hearing, and the public hearing is to take any comments on the bonds to be issued. So, when we get inside the public hearing, I'll have Aaron walk through the purpose of the hearing. So, what I would need then is a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll go ahead and motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Brooke.
I should go on there.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Aye.
All right, now we're inside the public hearing. So, Aaron, do you want to walk through?
Yep, happy to do it. So if you all recall, a year or so ago when we were going through this process, we did a bond resolution and then a couple of weeks later came for a public hearing. This is the comparable action item with your tax increment bonds. So this is just a chance for any members of the public to give any thoughts or public comment on the statutory languages, the issuance of the bonds, and any potential impact that the project to be financed could have on the private sector. So essentially, it's any and all comments relating to the bonds, but that's just again, the statutory language. And this was previously noted, noticed in the newspaper on site on the public notice website. So happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, you can proceed with your public comment.
Great. Thanks, Aaron. I do not show any members of the public. Board, do you have any questions of Aaron?
No.
Oh, well.
Okay. Not seeing any members of the public, what I would need then is a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll go ahead and motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Brooke.
And I'll second that
Bishop.
motion. Two
Thanks, Dave. I'm going
seconds.
to give it to Dave, Laurent.
All right,
Sorry.
your turn next time, Laurent.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous. Okay, Brendan, now up to you.
Great. Just going to share my screen. All right. The first item on the agenda under action items, finance related, is consider accepting the first quarter financial. Sorry. It's under. Wait. All right. Back up.
Just
We already
cover
did
them
everything
both.
under the
You're good.
consent agenda, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I'll skip that one. All right. So now we are going to discuss the first quarter financial statements. And so we do have for you the March 31st financial statements. This includes your general fund, your debt service fund, and your capital projects fund. On your screen, you should be able to see the general fund. So this is the fund where we have our general administrative expenses. The format of the financials is your adopted budget is on the left-hand column, the actual activity is in the middle column, and then that variance is in that right-hand column. I'm going to focus largely my comments on the middle column. And then if you have any questions, please stop me, and I'm happy to go through those. All right, so looking at the general fund, the revenues at the top, You can see that the revenues through March 31st really consist of just some interest income on the administrative funds reserves that were set aside. And so we have $756 there. Under the expenditure section, this is again your general administrative costs. So we've got your accounting costs, which are about $6,000, which does include efforts to work on the financial statement audit. So this year we do have a financial statement audit and we're working with the auditor on those. We haven't seen the invoices yet from the auditor, but our efforts to facilitate that audit are included in here in our costs. We haven't received those insurance and invoices and paid those yet, but those will be coming. And then we have our legal and district management costs. There is a potential that one of the requisitions that was paid out and is included in the March expense activity actually belongs to 2025. We have requested and just received that requisition, so we'll go back and look and make sure that that payment, but there was a $12,000 payment that looks like it may have been 2025, so we may need to adjust that the legal expense for 2026. But as it stands today, we do show a legal at 25,973, but they may come down. Below that, there is also a transfer to another fund. There was an invoice that we discussed, which a requisition was improperly paid out of the admin fund for a certain vendor. And so we will be working with the district manager and district board to get that requisition adjusted and fixed. But for the time being, we're showing that transfer of admin funds to the capital fund to pay for that invoice that was erroneously paid out of the admin fund. But we will get that fixed. But all in, if you look at the ending fund balance, the administrative fund currently at the end of quarter one has $41,167 on hand. Any questions there?
No.
Okay. So then we will go to the debt service fund. Starting at the top, we have our revenues. For first quarter 2026, the only revenues that we have are interest income on the reserves that we're holding with the trustee. Under the expenditure section, you can see that there was a bond payment made for $1,891,334. And that was for our March 1st bond payment, and that was paid from the capitalized interest fund. So monies that were set aside at bond closing. And that is really the activity in the debt service fund. You'll note at the ending fund balance there, at the end of March, $7,960,445 in reserves that are on hand. Any questions there? All right. Then lastly, we have our capital projects fund. In the capital projects fund, starting at the top in our revenue section, we did have roughly $132,000 of interest income in the first quarter from the project funds that we have on hand. In the first quarter, there were requisitions that were paid of $1,697,000. That was to pay for or reimburse public infrastructure costs. And then you can see that $1,155 come in to cover that the one invoice that was erroneously paid from the admin fund. Again, we'll get that fixed, but we are showing that activity here. But what that shows us, that bottom line, that ending fund balance, that the district has roughly 11. $5 million available for public infrastructure reimbursement as of the end of March. Any questions?
Thank you.
All right. That is the first quarter financial statement presentation.
Brendan, do you have the expenditure payment listing?
Yes.
Can you just go through that so it's on the record? Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking here at the expenditure payment listing, we have our first section, and this is the all the activity out of the administrative fund and the different requisitions to pay Pinnacle, who provides accounting services, Snow Jensen Reese, who provides district management and legal services. And then there's this one invoice that I mentioned was paid erroneously out of the admin fund to Liberty Irrigation Association. So we will get that corrected, remove monies from the capital fund to reimburse the administrative fund. But that makes up all the activity here in the admin fund. You can also see here in the other account, the capital interest fund account, the capitalized interest fund. The bond payment was made for the $1.9 million, and so you can see that payment going to the entity seed and company who makes the payments to the bondholders. And then lastly, we have our construction fund. Total payments out of $1,695,000, which tie back to our financial statements. You can see the various vendors that were paid by requisition over the first quarter. Any questions on any of those items?
Nope.
All right.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So what I would need then is a motion to accept the first quarter financials as presented.
I'll motion to accept the first quarter financial statements as presented.
Thanks, Dave.
Now you're still going to.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so three things. So first, Utah Local Governments Trust. We currently have a $5 million policy. They wanted to increase the premium to 5,000 before it had been 3,500. So we talked with them on, hey, how do we keep it down to that 3,500 level? What we have been doing with newer districts is we've just been doing a $2 million policy. And they said, okay, you guys will go down to the $2 million policy. We can keep it at the 3,500 a year. So talking with Matt, we both felt comfortable recommending that we go down to that $2 million policy limit. So we just wanted to double check with you guys that you felt comfortable going to that as well.
Is that pretty standard,
Yeah.
Mike? And
Yep.
okay, so nothing
The
out of ordinary for us versus the other districts that are doing similar activities and similar functions and similar size.
it's
only
the
reason, yeah, the only reason we were at five is because that was the standard coverage that they offered and didn't actually offer a lower tier. We're comfortable with the 2 million, and since it keeps the premium in check, that's our recommendation.
Sounds good to me.
Laurent, you good with it?
Yeah, I have difficulty to understand the level of risk or the type of risk we are covering here. So it's difficult for me to give you an opinion.
Yeah, it's mainly errors and omissions, and then I guess just general liability. If someone were to slip and fall on site, it should be not the PID that would be involved, but some people might want to sue and view the district as having deep pockets. So it's mainly just kind of a umbrella just in case policy.
Yeah, okay.
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 All
A
right,
million seems
next up.
reasonable. What's the
Okay.
deductible? It
Uh,
seems
we
reasonable.
have no deductible, right,
Okay.
Matt? I don't remember there being a deductible.
Yeah, that's correct.
So,
Okay.
all right, two things that the
Trying to.
legislature did to us. So first, they created a new conflict of interest form that they require everyone, any governmental entity in the state now has to do the same one. So it's pretty in depth. They've been doing it for the last couple of years, they being the legislature. So I think they wanted to pass along the goodness of their conflict of interest disclosure, which is a lot more detailed than what we've had to do in the past. The other thing that they're mandating is that we have to do it every year. We have a window from January 1st to January 31st that we have to do it. It's self-policing. What they want is they want to say if you're late, there's a $100 fine. The fine would go into the general fund of the district. Technically, you could have a Class B misdemeanor. Now, be nice to Christy because Christy's the one that would impose those things. So bribe her a little bit here and there when you can. But so Tyler will send, look for an email because Tyler from our office will send them out to you. So,
Michael, I've actually
yeah.
got them. I've actually got it
Oh,
ready.
you got them?
I'm gonna hit
Okay.
send on right now.
All right. So look for Matt's email. Try to get them done as soon as you can. We have a little bit of grace period this year, right? Because we're already through the year when it takes effect. So just try to get them in as soon as you can. So what we'll do every December is plan on us reminding you. We'll give you copies of what you did the year before, so it'll make it super easy to do the updated ones. Just update where you need, but you can fill in from the previous ones that we have on file. So plan on that every December as we move forward. Second thing the legislature did, Brooke, was that change of anchor location. So, Matt, do you want to cover it? Do you want me to cover it? How the wording is?
Yeah, I can talk about it. There was a bill passed which the intent of it is to try and get the physical meeting of the board to be closer to the public. That was their intent. And so the requirement is that every board meeting has to have an anchor location, is what we refer to it, and it has to be within the boundaries of the PID. Now, it does provide that if there are no adequate facilities for the public to attend a meeting in the PID, that it can be near the PID. And it gives sort of a safe harbor that says, as long as it's within the boundaries of the creating entity, which for Nordic was Weber County, then it's considered near and it's considered to qualify for the to comply with the statute. Now, it doesn't change anything about the way we're going to do our meetings. We're still going to do our meetings over Zoom. We just have to have a physical location that someone is connecting from, either inside the PID if we have a facility there, and if we don't have a facility there, then somewhere in Weber County. So that's basically where we need a little bit of guidance from you is what we have available. The other part of it that I didn't mention is we also have to do a physical posting of the agenda at that location at least 24 hours in advance. Christy will still handle preparing those. We'll just need someone, local to the location of the meeting that can print it out and stick it up on a door or wherever it's going to be.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Matt. I think we understand the new rule pretty well. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are no facilities located within the PID currently. That's the whole purpose of the PID. And I know
Yeah,
you
right.
all.
We understand.
Yep. So there's nothing physically there. There are facilities within the Weber County area meeting facilities where that either our group or Laurent's group or affiliates of our groups have and can make available. And be happy to circulate that back to Michael and to the others there in your office so
Yeah.
that somebody can be there physically. As far as posting, not a problem to post there. We're posting currently there on site as well, all of the public notices, and happy to do so. Just going to need at least a couple of days' notice to make sure that the construction crews or those that are managing the project on our behalf that are visiting the site almost daily have the information, can post it in the proper
Okay.
timing.
So, just to boil this down, then, specifically what we'll need from you is the physical address that we can put on the notices. And then, if you want to designate a contact person, that Christy can reach out to when we need to post a notice. That would probably be the most helpful. So,
Perfect. I'll take both of those notes as action items and follow up with both Michael and Christy and yourself.
okay.
Perfect. Thanks, Brooke.
Okay.
Anything else you guys have for us? You guys need to talk about anything?
Nothing for me. Defer to Dave and then Laurent.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So, Brooke, look for that requisition. I'll do that right now. So, it's at the top of my list. So,
Okay.
all right. Well, with that, motion to adjourn then would be in order.
Then I'll motion to adjourn. Thank you.
Thanks, Brooke.
I seconded.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in
Thank
favor
you.
say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Good to see you guys as always.